This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited here to join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to take control of the airwaves, bring up anything, that is the point of the show, although we always bring things to the table to discuss here tonight, including Craigslist. Daryl, you're going to tell us they've canceled their personal ads or will be canceling. We'll get to that and explain why Craigslist would make such a decision. But first, the story we mentioned Wednesday, but we never got a chance to cover, about the NSA and their tracking down of Bitcoin users, according to Edward Snowden's documents that apparently are still being released. He's got a lot of information. It's now been almost 5 years.
Yes, since there were, I believe, terabytes of data.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a lot.
The hits just keep coming. Sam Biddle reporting over at the Intercept.com. The internet paranoiacs drawn to Bitcoin have long indulged fantasies of American spies subverting the booming controversial digital currency. Increasingly popular among get-rich-quick speculators, Bitcoin started out as a high-minded project to make financial transactions public and mathematically verifiable while also offering discretion. Governments with a vested interest in controlling how money moves would, some of Bitcoin's fierce advocates believed, naturally try and thwart the coming techno-libertarian financial order. And we've certainly seen that. I mean, we've reported here on Free Talk Live about Bitcoin since not quite the very beginning, but pretty early on. And the old guard, the government, the banking cartel, these people, they really have done a lot to try to badmouth Bitcoin, to badmouth cryptocurrencies, to try to make it sound like anybody who's involved with crypto is a terrorist or supports terrorism or is a drug dealer or is a, you know, child rapist or whatever.
Right.
And they've just really trotted out all kinds of lies. The most recent one apparently was something reported on a lot of media this week about there's child porn on the Bitcoin blockchain. And when I saw the headlines, I was a little freaked out as well, no doubt. I mean, that sounds like a pretty scary thing. But I thought, you know, it doesn't make sense. I didn't think that you could put that much data into a Bitcoin transaction, and it turns out you can't. In fact, there are now stories out saying that that child porn claim about the Bitcoin blockchain was fake news.
Yes.
And then they get into the explanation of you can only put like 80 bytes in a certain area, 80 bytes of data in a specific area in certain Bitcoin transactions, and there's no way you could put image data that would be 80 bytes that could possibly even be visible.
Right. So in theory, somebody could put, say, a torrent hash in a transaction, and then the torrent hash could contain, you know, child pornography or something.
They could. But that would be the tantamount to having a link on a website somewhere, which could be illegal in the United States soon. I mean, not to say that that wouldn't be made illegal, but it's not the same thing as having an actual image in the
right
option.
And I was, you know, thinking about this earlier today because I may or may not have been using a torrent client for something, but I was wondering,
illegal to use a torrent client.
What's the probability that a torrent hash and a Bitcoin transaction ID would wind up being the same thing? Because they're all just like random strings of letters and numbers.
They look random, but they're not, right? So they are a hash, which is some sort of mathematical extraction representation of the data pattern within a certain file. So when you check a hash of a file, you're checking to see if that file matches that the hash on that file matches the file that you supposedly got from the server.
Right.
And the idea there is that the people who are sending you that file want to make sure that you got the actual file rather than some hacker coming in there and putting their own version of the file in there. So it's like a checking verification thing. So it looks random when you look at it, but there is some meaning to those.
I know
data.
There's a computer program that figures out, you know, where to put the thing.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I look at, you know, a Bitcoin transaction ID or a Dash or, you know, any cryptocurrency transaction, appears to be a random string of letters and numbers. Torrent hashes, random string of letters and numbers.
I get what you're saying. I would say fairly unlikely, given the number of potential options, which is why you can't just randomly hit a bunch of Bitcoin addresses, just randomly make private keys and make any money at
right.
that, because there's, I don't know, a quadrillion billion different options that you could possibly generate.
Right.
So, anyway, the point being here that the government are absolutely interested in thwarting Bitcoin. I mean, they don't like
the
fact that it's out there. It is absolutely
right,
a threat.
Because they don't control it. Just like
Correct.
They don't like people using gold and silver as a medium of exchange.
That's why they confiscated it at one point. And they very well could do that again. And they would love to be able to confiscate all the Bitcoin. It's just that it's set up in a decentralized fashion to where that's an impossibility. So, going on with Sam Biddle over at The Intercept, it turns out the conspiracy theorists were onto something. Classified documents provided by whistleblower Edward Snowden show that the National Security Agency indeed worked urgently to target Bitcoin users around the world and wielded at least one mysterious source of information to, quote, help track down senders and receivers of Bitcoins, unquote, according to a top-secret passage in an internal NSA report dating to March 2013. The data source appears to have leveraged the NSA's ability to harvest and analyze raw global Internet traffic while also exploiting an unnamed software program that purportedly offered anonymity to users, according to other documents.
And I just got a message from Chris Friedman, one of our Thursday co-hosts. He's listening to the show. He said, and there were allegedly URLs, so not just like a hash of something on the blockchain, but also allegedly URLs that linked to...
Right. That's, again, they could outlaw that, and there certainly have been people who've been put in prison for linking to things. Remember that guy, Barrett Brown, who went to prison because he linked to some piracy stuff or whatever it was in a chat room somewhere? I forget what the issue was there.
No, it wasn't piracy. He had linked, there was information had been taken from, kind of, not really, a company called Stratfor.
Yeah.
And
they work with the CIA, right?
They have a lot of government contracts,
right.
And he posted a link from one chat room to another chat room of where people could find the information from Stratfor.
Some sort of top secret info or whatever, and so they came after him for it, for posting a link. And he went to prison
right.
for that.
So he was never charged with hacking the info. He was never charged with storing the info because he never hacked the info, nor did he store the info.
In that case, you know, it was an outrageous case. In that case, they didn't arrest the chat room operator, though, right? Like the person who, at least not that we heard of,
right.
whoever it was that was running that IRC server, the chat server on which he posted that link, that person was not targeted or arrested that, you know, we have heard of.
Correct.
So in the same way, the people running the blockchain, the thousands of people running the blockchain, they can't control who puts data into the blocks or whatever, that wherever this information is being stored.
Right.
And ultimately, it's not a child porn photo, even if it is a link to such a thing. That's not the same thing as possession of the
Correct.
Photo. So at this point, it's still fake news about this Bitcoin porn.
And it was probably the FBI that put it there anyway.
There's a good chance of that, yeah. So, although the agency here was interested in surveilling some competing cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin is number one priority, according to a 2013 internal NSA report. The documents indicate that tracking down Bitcoin users went well beyond closely examining Bitcoin's public transaction ledger, known as the blockchain, where users are typically referred to through anonymous identifiers. The tracking may also have involved gathering intimate details of those users' computers. The NSA collected some Bitcoin users' password information, internet activity, and a type of unique device identification number known as a MAC address. And the MAC address will identify any network device on a network.
Correct. And there's a way, and I don't know how to do this, but I know that there's a way to spoof a MAC ID
where
it winds up making it appear that you're using a different device, which is one of the ways that Aaron Schwartz was able to download so much stuff from, was it JSTOR?
I don't know.
And then he
That's
wound
the guy
up...
himself.
Because he was facing like 35,000 years in prison.
There's more coming up here about the NSA snooping on Bitcoin users. Are you scared? Is that going to keep you from adopting the cryptocurrency that is changing the world? The toll-free, that's what they'd really like, is for you to get scared. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Darrell W. Perry, host of Free Talk Live. This November, I'll be running in the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, and I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since 1989, 353 people in the United States have been exonerated by DNA testing, including 38 who pled guilty to crimes they did not commit, and 20 of whom served time on death row. The Innocence Project provided direct representation or critical assistance in 180 of these cases. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I am raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees. However, to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I need to raise $3,500 by November 1st. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com. You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number 855 855-450 Free Like Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype usernames lrn.fm. If you want to call us there, you'll sound almost like you're in the studio with us. And another great way to connect to the show is through our Discord, which is a chat service. It's available to you around the clock. Free Talk Live listeners are in the Free Talk Live room right now chatting, but there's other rooms in there, including the on-air call-in line room. So if you want to call us through Discord, you can do that too over at discord.lrn.fm. And I dare say that Discord sounds better than Skype. I think that the whatever codec they're using on Discord is just a better sounding codec than the Skype one. But that's just my experience so far. And we're still pretty new to Discord, so check that out. Discord.lrn.fm. We are talking about cryptocurrency, so perfect time to tell you about Bitcoin.com, which is where I had gone to, which is the news site at news.bitcoin.com, to get the story about the fake news. So it was Bitcoin.com's news site that reported on this claim that there's porn, child pornography, on the Bitcoin blockchain somehow. This was being reported in news sites all over the place earlier this week, and it was news.bitcoin.com that put that one to rest.
Yes.
And said this is fake news. They talked to some of the experts. They explained why it was fake news. So if you want to get the latest news headlines about Bitcoin, go to news.bitcoin.com from around the globe. And then also, if you're brand new to Bitcoin, you want to learn about cryptocurrency, go and get started over at Bitcoin.com. It's a great place to learn the basics. Once again, that's Bitcoin.com. We are talking about the NSA and some documents that Edward Snowden has leaked out and has, you know, they're still coming to public view. The documents citing some 2013 NSA memos saying that they have been tracking down Bitcoin users. They've been doing more than just looking at the blockchain, which is the public ledger that is the guts behind the Bitcoin network. They've been trying to gather details of the users' computers, such as password information, internet activity, and identification information like MAC addresses. The memo also suggested tracking their IP addresses, network ports, and timestamps to identify so-called Bitcoin targets.
Dun, dun, dun.
That does sound ominous. The agency appears, as according to TheIntercept.com, to have wanted even more data. The March 29th memo from 2013 raised the question of whether the data source validated its users and suggested that the agency retain Bitcoin information in a file named ProviderUserFull.csv. It also suggested powerful search capabilities against Bitcoin targets, hinting that the NSA may have been using its X-Keyscore searching system, where the Bitcoin information and wide range of other NSA data was cataloged, to enhance its information on Bitcoin users. An NSA reference document indicated that the data source provided, quote, user data such as billing information and internet protocol addresses, unquote. With this sort of information in hand, putting a name to a given Bitcoin user would be easy. And the NSA's budding Bitcoin spy operation looks to have been enabled by its unparalleled ability to siphon traffic from the physical cable connections that form the internet and ferry its traffic around the planet. As of 2013, the NSA's Bitcoin tracking was achieved through a program codenamed OakStar, a collection of covert corporate partnerships enabling the agency to monitor communications, including by harvesting internet data as it traveled along fiber optic cables that undergird the internet. Specifically, the NSA targeted Bitcoin through Monkey Rocket, a subprogram of OakStar, which tapped network equipment to gather data from the Middle East, Europe, South America, and Asia, according to classified descriptions. As of the spring of 2013, Monkey Rocket was the sole source of SIGDEV for the Bitcoin targets. I don't know what SIGDEV means. The March 29th NSA report stated, using the term for signals intelligence development, whatever that means, to indicate the agency had no other way to surveil Bitcoin users. The data obtained through Monkey Rocket is described in the documents as full-take surveillance, meaning the entirety of data passing through a network was examined, and at least some entire data sessions were stored for later analysis. At the same time, Monkey Rocket is also described in the documents as a, quote, non-Western internet anonymization service with a significant user base in Iran and China. With the program brought online in summer of 2012, it's unclear what exactly this product was, but it would appear that it was promoted on the internet under false pretenses. The NSA notes that part of its long-term strategy for Monkey Rocket was to, quote, attract targets engaged in terrorism, including Al-Qaeda, toward using this browsing product, which the NSA can then exploit. The scope of the targeting would then expand beyond terrorists. Whatever this piece of software was, it functioned as a privacy bait and switch, tricking Bitcoin users into using a tool they thought would provide anonymity online, but was actually funneling data directly to the NSA. So that's kind of spooky. The suggestion being the NSA has put out, in 2012, some kind of software that you know, was manipulating people through social engineering to get them to think that it was an anonymizing software of some sort, but it was in fact
provided
by the NSA.
Well, you don't need to use social engineering to get somebody to believe that a thing does a thing. You just wind up putting in a phony about for a product.
Well, yeah, you're lying to people. That's the engineering. Yeah.
Okay.
When you engineer somebody, you're lying to them.
When I think social engineering, I think you wind up having a bunch of people, sort of like play along.
No, it can be as simple as somebody calling a tech support or calling some sort of customer service department and pretending as though there's somebody else. And that's, social engineering. Or saying that they're with the company and they need you to give them their your password to the back-end system or whatever. I'm with tech support from Comcast. I need you to give me the username and password to get into the admin because we're locked out over here in the coastal offices or whatever. You make some crap up that sounds believable, and then you fool the person on the line into just doing what you say to do.
Okay, so you're talking about scamming. They were scamming people.
That's another term for social engineering. Yeah. The idea is you get access to information you otherwise wouldn't have been able to get access to by scamming somebody.
Because
the term for that is social engineering.
Okay. Yeah, that's not the definition of social engineering.
No.
Just pulled up definition. The use of social engineering definition, the use of centralized planning in an attempt to manage social change and regulate the future development and behavior of society.
You're talking about from a larger standpoint. I'm talking about on the individual level of getting information from
scamming.
A person.
You're talking about scamming.
There's a new term for that, Daryl, and it's called social engineering. You'll hear it used out there, not in the way that you've just described, but in the way that I've described to take advantage of somebody. It is absolutely a scam. There's no doubt about it. But for whatever reason, people in the tech business have started calling that social engineering when it comes to...
Because it sounds better than scamming.
I guess, yeah. I'm just letting you know. There is another definition for social engineering, and it is as I described. So anyway, going on here. The NSA, the hypothesis, the NSA would launch an entire operation overseas under false pretenses just to track targets is pernicious, said Matthew Green, assistant professor at Johns Hopkins University Information Security Institute. Such a practice could spread distrust of privacy software in general. Yeah, no kidding. Particularly in areas like Iran, where such tools are desperately needed by dissidents. This quote feeds a narrative that the U.S. is untrustworthy, and that worries him, says.
Of course the United States government is not trustworthy.
The NSA declined to comment. Surprise, surprise, for the article, the Bitcoin Foundation, a nonprofit advocacy organization, could not immediately comment. And we'll tell you more here about the attack against Bitcoin. There's more, and you can share your thoughts with us. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And you can join us on the radio here. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Dial on in toll free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. You can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Plus, you can join us on the Discord on-air call-in line. The Discord line is over at discord.lrn.fm. It's the first chat room on our list there. As we continue talking about cryptocurrency and the NSA targeting Bitcoin users, in fact, coming up with some sort of a tool that is not really defined in the documents that have been released by Edward Snowden called Monkey Rocket, which was full-take surveillance examining data from basically the entirety of data passing through certain networks, garnering lots of information about specific targets. They were able to get people to install this program that basically turned over their data to the NSA by acting as though it was some sort of a privacy program, when in point of fact it was actually provided by the NSA and gave them a direct tap into to information that they otherwise wouldn't have had or as easily have had access. So that's definitely a concern is, you know, if you're using a program out there that purports to be privacy-oriented, how do you really know? You would have to be a programmer and you'd have to be able to examine the open source of the program itself Plus, you'd also have to decompile the software and make sure that they had actually, or hash the software to make sure that they had actually properly compiled the very program they were giving you. Because if I give you code, Daryl, and say, here's my open source, here's the source for my program, and then I give you the program, but I actually compiled the program with different code that has a backdoor cooked into it, if you don't compare the compiled version of the code that I gave you to the version, the actual executable program.
Yep, so I'm going to take all of the code and put it into diff checker, yep, and then go through and see all the places where it's different.
It can be checked, and there are ways to do it, not the way you're describing, that are probably a little bit more simple for a programmer type, but if you don't have a programmer
type. I'm not
type,
a programmer, right. So otherwise I'm just looking at random strings of characters.
Right, if you don't have a programmer type that you trust, there's basically no real way to verify that any of the programs that claim to be privacy-oriented are, in point of fact, actually caring about your privacy.
Right, but one way that you can kind of trust people is if you know what their leanings are.
Correct. If you know that person, and I, like, for instance, our guy Chris is not here tonight, Chris Wade from ThinkPenguin.com. He is a privacy nut with online, and I totally believe that he's not working for the NSA.
Right.
Just because I buy his story, and we work with him, and we're close to him, and we know him. He's been here for almost 2 years now at this point. He's not just some stranger walking in off the street saying he's got the next greatest thing for privacy.
Right, but I'm thinking specifically about Zencash, where we know that the people behind that are voluntarists. They wrote it into their white paper.
They claim to be voluntarists. I don't know them personally, so I could not say for sure.
I know people that know them.
Okay, all right. That's getting a little closer, but, you know, there's some people who know Kevin Bacon out there, and that still doesn't mean I know anything about him, you know? 6 degrees of separation. It's down to, I think it's,
right,
I've heard it's down to like 1 degree or 2 degrees since the internet or something like that.
Probably two or three.
Yeah, with Kevin Bacon. So you can comment here. And also, you mentioned Zencash, Daryl. It is worth talking about Zencash because they are one of the privacy options out there. We've discussed how the NSA has been cracking into Bitcoin, trying to find out where the users are, who the users are of Bitcoin by analyzing various different data. Well, part of the data that they're looking at is the public blockchain. And that's one of the, you can look at it as a benefit of Bitcoin, is that you can analyze the blockchain, and it is public, and it is auditable to some extent. But some people do want to have privacy, and privacy is important to those people. If you're one of those people and you value privacy, then you really ought to look into Zencash, because it's had privacy built into it from day one. It's got the zero-knowledge anonymity system. It's also got decentralized autonomous organizations that they're working on to help govern the currency. So it's got some of the best technology that has been successful in other cryptocurrencies. They launched it in 2017. As you mentioned, the founders are voluntarists. They've written that into the white paper, which I've never heard about happening before. So if there is another white paper that talks about voluntarism, I'd like to know which ones do. So far, all I've heard about is Zencash. And it's a platform not just for cryptocurrency, but also for communication, so encrypted messages can be sent over the Zencash system, the Zencash blockchain. You go to Zencash.com, you can learn more about it there. Once again, that's Zencash.com.
Now, I pulled up an article from Cointelegraph about this monkey rocket thing.
The secretive unknown monkey rocket.
Yeah, NSA and the article that you read said, we don't really know a lot about what it is, other than it's a sub-program of something called OakStar.
Yeah.
Cointelegraph says that it was being promoted as a VPN-like service.
The Monkey Rocket was.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the NSA documents described Monkey Rocket as, quote, a non-Western internet anonymization service in support of counterterrorism. They also said currently there are approximately 16,000 registered users, and the site is generating about 2,000 events per day.
Wait, it's still operating?
No, this is the documents.
Oh, okay.
That it might still be operating. Yeah. I don't know.
Right, because it's not clear. Monkey Rocket is the code name for whatever the software is, so we
correct,
don't know. It may still be out there violating people's privacy while they think that it's providing them privacy.
Right.
Which is scary.
Says that Iran and China are two of the countries with significant user bases.
Yeah, so who is running this Monkey Rocket? Is it a VPN service? And if you're buying VPN from somebody, you almost never know who you're buying it from, right?
Like, right.
Who runs the VPN company that you use? If you use a VPN thinking, oh, well, this is providing me an extra layer of safety. Well, not if it's being run by the CIA or the NSA.
Right.
So, and I imagine a lot of the companies are not exactly too forward with who their operators are, because if they are running VPN services, then they may be targets. Like, if they're running a legitimate VPN service,
right,
they may be targeted by governments of the world, like the NSA. But back to the story here about the NSA and them trying to garner as much information as possible about Bitcoin users. This is from The Intercept. Although it offers many practical benefits and advantages over traditional currency, a crucial part of Bitcoin's promise is its decentralization. There is no bank of Bitcoin. There's no single entity that keeps track of the currency or its spenders. There's no corporation. Bitcoin is often misunderstood as being completely anonymous. In fact, each transaction is tied to publicly accessible ID codes included in the blockchain. And Bitcoin exchange companies typically require banking or credit card information to convert Bitcoin to dollars or euros. But Bitcoin does offer far greater privacy than traditional payment methods, which require personal information up to and including a social security number, or must be linked to a payment method that does require such information. So, for instance, in order to create a Bitcoin wallet, you don't have to ask anyone's permission.
Correct.
There's no application process to create a Bitcoin wallet. The most difficult part of that is downloading and installing the Bitcoin software. So you and I were just talking off the air about the new Edge wallet, which I really like, but unfortunately, like some of the wallets out there, it seems to only be designed for newer devices. So devices running, I believe, from what I've seen so far, I've tried it on four different devices, and only two of the four have actually worked, different Android devices. The two that have worked have had newer than Android 5. So my one device with Android version 5 would not install it. The device with Android 6 and the one with 8, both were able to install it. So anything under 6, it seems like Edge Wallet's not going to work with it.
I need to look to see what I think I'm running. Some version of 6 or 7, but when I looked in the Play Store earlier today, it said in the Play Store,
not for your device,
not compatible with your device.
Yeah, well, we can check that during the break if you want to do that here, but it's, you know, getting the wallet's the tricky part sometimes.
Right.
But there's always some kind of wallet that will work for your device, and so finding the wallet, installing the wallet, that's the trickiest part. Once you get the wallet installed enough and running, you're good to go. And you never had to ask anybody's permission.
Android 5.1.
I bet you that's why. So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. But Koinomi still works for you, right?
Yeah.
That one seems to have a much wider range of adaptability between the different Android systems. So if you're looking for a good multi-crypto wallet, Koinomi and Edge Wallet are right now, I think, the two top options out there. Because Edge, for sure, because they're on iOS, and Koinomi still hasn't yet gotten their iOS version. Work them up. It's Free Talk Live.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID. RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio here. We're talking about Bitcoin and specifically the NSA's interest in Bitcoin. They want to find out more about Bitcoin users, and this was circa 2013, these documents that have come out. So it's been, you know, 5 years basically since these documents were written that Edward Snowden has leaked out back when he probably leaked them back in 2013, but they're just now getting around to reporting on them because it was a literal treasure trove of
terabytes
that they put out. And it's Ian and Daryl in the studio, but we're actually joined by a special guest co-host here tonight. Many of you who are longtime listeners of Free Talk Live will recognize his voice. He's Gene the Christian Anarchist. Hey, Gene.
Hello, guys. Glad to be with you.
You got a good radio voice, man. You've got a nice sound. Have you ever done radio before?
Only here as a call-in.
Really? All right. Well, it sounds great having you here in the studio. You're visiting New Hampshire on a trip with your family, going various different places and such, and you came through here?
Yeah, I wanted to make a trip up here. I've been talking about it for years and finally decided to get up here.
So were you listening on the way up to the studio here tonight? Have you heard the discussion about the NSA?
I was listening.
All right, so we're going to pick that up where we left off, which is in the Intercept story revealing all of this information. We've learned so far that the NSA in 2013, and presumably still is, you know, operating some form of what they're advertising as a privacy software, privacy service. Perhaps it's a VPN. It's not made exactly clear what this, Monkey Rocket. Monkey Rocket. But they're basically trying to bring people who want privacy into this service so they can then completely violate their privacy and learn all kinds of things about them. So we've learned that, but we don't know what Monkey Rocket is because they don't identify in these documents that came out, you know, which particular internet service this is. So maybe it's still out there operating. So if you don't know who runs your VPN, it may very well be the NSA that's providing you with that service. So now they're talking about the blockchain and how it's easy to get on Bitcoin, but it's not anonymous. As soon as you identify you having a particular Bitcoin wallet, well, your anonymity is completely gone. If you start a Bitcoin wallet through a trusted VPN, through Tor or something like if you layer VPN on top of Tor, then you may have some anonymity.
I've heard some stuff in the last week or so that I don't know if Tor could be considered a trusted entity anymore.
You think that's government too?
Apparently, the Tor project gets some money from the federal government.
Well, originally, wasn't it DARPA that created Tor or something like that?
Originally, DARPA created the entire thing that we call the Internet. But when the Tor project is getting money directly from the federal government, then, you know, that does bring into question whether or not they're actually securing all of the stuff they say they're securing.
Well, once again, it's up to the coders to get in there and audit the code and make sure that it is honest and that's not actually as a backdoor to the NSA that they've programmed in there. Gene, I know that you're a technical systems administrator for a medical office. You know, are you dealing with privacy issues? Are you concerned with the NSA?
I know enough to get myself in trouble, but I suspect that there are backdoors in pretty much everything that we have.
Right.
All of the routers, all of the backbone, the infrastructure. I think it's all...
I got you dead to rights.
I think so, yeah. If you end-to-end encrypt, you're probably fairly safe, but...
So PGP.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, there are other encryption options out there, but PGP seems to be the best one out there, even after all these years.
Well, my inner conspiracy theorist is now going to say, but you can't really trust that it's being encrypted when you're typing the message into your PGP encryption thing.
Correct. If they've got keyboard logger or something on your system and they're able to get you as you're typing it into the PGP, you're right, they could completely have you.
Or they just need your password.
Yeah.
Right.
So furthermore says the Intercept is possible to conduct private Bitcoin transactions that don't require exchange brokers or personal information. As explained in the 2009 white paper launching Bitcoin, quote, the public can see that someone is sending an amount to someone else, but without information linking the transaction to anyone, unquote. Again, unless you go public with, hey, this is my Bitcoin address, then nobody really knows for sure who has which addresses unless they can link you to an IP, which, of course, the NSA has been trying to do. For Bitcoin adherents around the world, this ability to transact secretly is part of what makes the currency so special and such a threat to the global financial status quo. But the relative privacy of Bitcoin transactions has naturally frustrated governments around the world and law enforcement in particular. It's hard to follow the money to criminals when the money is designed to be more difficult to follow. In a November 2013 letter to Congress, one Homeland Security official wrote that, quote, with the advent of virtual currencies and the ease with which financial transactions can be exploited by criminal organizations, DHS has recognized the need for an aggressive posture toward this evolving trend. Now, luckily, we haven't seen any attempts to actually outlaw Bitcoin in the United States. We have seen the BitLicense pop up in New York, which is unfortunate. That has driven a lot of business that is cryptocurrency related out of New York. But we've seen the opposite happen in New Hampshire, where a Bitcoin protection bill was passed in 2017, signed by the governor here, protecting cryptocurrency-only transactions from being considered money transmission here in the state of New Hampshire.
Yes.
And that has attracted Bitcoin businesses here and other cryptocurrency businesses to New Hampshire. So there's a range of differences between the different states and how they're handling this. In the case of New Hampshire, we actually have state representatives and state senators who are Bitcoiners.
Yes.
So we've got people in the state legislature who normally are completely out of touch with, you know, technology and don't know anything about what they're talking about. But there are some exceptions to that rule, and they are the people who are helping mold any kind of future legislation on cryptocurrency here in New Hampshire. So I think we've got a better status. But if the federal government wants to outlaw Bitcoin, that's going to cause a problem.
Right, and
they haven't done that yet, thank goodness.
They haven't, and I don't know how much luck they would have actually, you know, implementing such a ban?
Well, I mean, if it's a war on Bitcoin, then anybody who's accepting Bitcoin, they could target, right? They could go after any business owner that is openly promoting their acceptance of Bitcoin. So it would shut down, effectively, all the public Bitcoin acceptance. It would all be shoved underground. I mean, they could do that if they wanted to.
They're already doing that with the credit card transactions for gun dealers, or they're starting to.
What do you mean?
It was Citibank, I think. Citicard.
Where they're going to decline?
Yeah, they're telling gun shops and gun sales organizations, whoever's selling guns, gun mm-hmm. shops, gun dealers mostly, I guess, that they better follow these specific rules. In other words, no guns to anyone under 21, no bump stocks, background checks for every purchase, whether it's required or not.
Yeah.
And if they don't, and if they check on you and find out you're not doing that, they will take away your wow. credit card transactions.
So,
and who can do business today without a credit card machine?
It's hard.
It's almost impossible.
That's interesting because it's using...
Cannabis businesses, they do that's business true. Without credit card machines you because it's also federally illegal.
And right.
You'll have to use cash. And then what are they going to do if you've got $20,000 in cash in your drawer? The feds come in, they take the $20,000 in cash.
Yeah. Oh, we believe you're doing something illegal. That money is ours now. Prove you're not. Oh, and you tried to go to the bank twice today, now you're structuring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, and also the credit card companies and Citibanks and Bank of America's are also declining Bitcoin purchases as well.
Yeah.
And then you add into that news the fact that Facebook has banned Bitcoin advertisements, and now Google has banned Bitcoin or cryptocurrency-related advertisements. That's a story we have not covered here on Free Talk Live, but I popped into my show prep a couple weeks ago. That's a couple weeks old at this point, and there was a dip in the Bitcoin price after that happened. Now, again, Bitcoin's come back from all of these hits. I mean, it's whether it's the Chinese government or the U.S. government or the credit card companies, whatever it is that they try to throw at it, it's managed to come back from whatever price dips that have happened afterwards.
As long as people are willing to come back and use it. But
correct.
There's a pressure point, and we don't know what it is, but there is a pressure point where people will actually stop.
Yeah, absolutely. And thankfully, the government has not put that level of pressure on the cryptocurrency. Green told The Intercept he believes the browsing product component of Monkey Rocket sounds a lot like a virtual private network or VPN. They encrypt and reroute your internet traffic to mask what you're doing on the internet, supposedly.
Right.
But there's a catch. You have to trust the company that provides you the VPN because they provide both software and an ongoing networking service that potentially allows them to see where you're going online and even intercept some of your traffic.
Oh, there's no doubt. They're rerouting the traffic through Monkey Rocket. They're routing it through the NSA servers.
That's right. An unscrupulous VPN, like one operated by the NSA, would have complete access to everything that you do online. So again, who do you trust? 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want here. We got more on Monkey Rocket, the NSA spying on Bitcoin users. On the way here, hour number two is coming up. We got Gene the Christian Anarchist in now.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.